We're going all cowbell on you today, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring Jim back from the fair. That the sound of the cowbell means it's quite simply time for the Bob Almanac, Jim.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to keep the ice water flight here. This is our ice flight. Mm. So I have, used to call games up in Roseau. What's the name of the arena up in Roseau? It's escaping me right now.
I think it's the Memorial Arena.
Memorial Arena?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I have water from Roseau, from Lake Superior, and then an empty bottle to use to bring some from Blaine.
Well, here's what I'm going to do.
And I get to keep that
is cool. Here's what I'm going to do, and you'll appreciate this. The pond on the left side of the fairway on hole number 3 at Cedar Creek, where I have balls stacked up like cordwood, and you've probably got a couple in there too. They ice skate on that,
yes.
You know, during the winter. So I think I'll dig some water and hopefully a half a dozen of my balls out of there and bring it down for the wild.
I've pulled many a ball into that pond. I mean, it's not that hard of a tee shot, but it just kind of draws. I'm hoping not to do that on Sunday as I and your son defend our championship at your tournament on Sunday. It's going to be a big, big time.
It certainly is.
Big.
That was a great interview, by the way.
Hey, I got a couple of shout-outs. Thank you. It was good. It was good. Thanks to the whole Wild crew. We had Layla, Aaron, Matt, and Caroline came here. I mean, they were well represented. They do things well. That is a good organization, that Wild organization. They know what they're doing.
For sure.
Couple of shout-outs. We got Tom and Holly from Farmington here. They made a point to be here. Can you hear everything out there okay? You can hear everything. Big thumbs up from Tom and Holly there from Farmington. And I need to send a shout-out to Joe. Now, that's Caroline's husband, Caroline, who works with the Wild. Her husband, Joe, loves the Almanac, listens all the time. So this is a shout-out to Joe. They're in the Longfellow neighborhood in Minneapolis. So Joe and Tom and Holly in Farmington, this Almanac is dedicated to you. Today is Wednesday, August 30th, 242nd day of the year, 123 left to go. 1146, apparently Chewbacca didn't get the memo, because on this date in 1146, European leaders outlawed the crossbow. 1146, crossbow is just too deadly.
It was too deadly
in 1146. They had outlawed.
That was good. That was a good move. It was
part
scary
of the
thing.
Geneva Connection. Hmm. Yeah, part of the Geneva Convention, 1645, and we talked about this last week out at the fair, the whole beads thing. They're now in the museum. They actually, the American Indians and the Dutch, of course, were the first to purchase New York, and they named it New Amsterdam originally, as you know, and they bought it using some beads, 1645. I don't know if there was some tobacco involved there or not, but it was beads. Beads were used to purchase New York, and I think it's worth more than just beads now. Have you checked the value of New York? Maybe more than just a few beads?
Baubles, bangles, and beads now is the asking price.
1965, Casey Stengel announced his retirement. He only spent 55 years in baseball, player, best known as a manager with the Yankees, and he finished with the Mets. And it was kind of some of those old pictures of him, his older guy in a full uniform with the Mets, somewhat comical. But he was a great baseball guy, had a lot of success, Neil.
He was a character in the game of baseball, and as you mentioned, 55 years, that's an impressive career of service for sure.
I wonder what he would think of the review process or the length of games now if he was still around managing baseball. Maybe he wouldn't be managing because of those things.
Yeah, that's true.
1967, Thurgood Marshall, the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, was confirmed by the U.S. Senate. That was in 67. And 1974, this date on television.
Orange. Tomorrow's graduation and I got orange hair.
He's got orange hair. Yeah, he's Greg Brady. You remember that episode, don't you? Greg Brady, Bobby was selling this hair tonic, forced it on Greg, turned his hair orange, and I think it was then later green. That was the last episode of the Brady Bunch, and it aired on ABC TV for the final time in 74. A little trivia about that episode. Robert Reed, who played Mike Brady, was so distraught with the series at that point in time. He wasn't even in that final episode. He just thought that he thought that script stunk, and he didn't like it. So he wasn't even in there, I don't think. 1974. 1983, U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Guyon Bluford became the first African-American in space. He blasted off on the Space Shuttle Challenger. 1987, where were you when this happened?
Well hit. Way back. Oh, touch them all, Kirby Puckett. What a game. His second home run, 6 for 6. And he has 10 hits in his last 11 bats.
Yeah, the last two games, he was 10 of 11. Kirby Puckett was on a tear. The Twins on their way to the World Series title. That was at County Stadium against the Brewers, against Dan Plesac. John Gordon's voice went up 4 or 5 octaves on that one. And you can't blame him with that kind of performance.
That was awesome. I vividly remember that, of course. I know you do, too. One of the highlights, and there were many.
Oh, yeah, we were watching that.
Yeah, there were many in 87. That one, that series certainly stands out.
Let's go to 1990. Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. became the first father and son to play together on the same team. That team was the Seattle Mariners, and they both singled in the first inning. How historic and special was that? Again, Ken Griffey Jr., one of those special players. He didn't need help. He didn't cheat.
No.
He had all those home runs, 600-plus. And you just think of how many home runs he would have had if he hadn't had all those injuries.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. And in my estimation, the greatest hitter of all time, we will talk about a little later in the Almanac.
1991, this was a sad day in country music. Dottie West critically injured in a car accident. And Neil, you can confirm and let me know if I've got the story right. She had a car that Kenny Rogers had given her. I don't know, a Lincoln Continental or something. Kenny Rogers had given her the car because Dottie West went through some IRS problems, just like Willie Nelson, and was broke at one point in time. Kenny gave her a car. That car broke down on her way to the Grand Ole Opry. Her neighbor, who was in his 80s, then gave her a ride. They were speeding to try to get her to the Grand Ole Opry. They took a turn too fast. They got into an accident. Dottie didn't think she was hurt, but she was. And eventually she died of internal injuries like 5 days. Dottie West?
Yeah, that is very much the way I remember it. I know there were a couple of different cars involved. And I know she didn't, you're right. It wasn't that day, but it was complications from the injuries a couple of days later. Yeah, it was a very sad deal.
Yeah, country music would lose a great star. 1991, Dottie West. 1993.
I'm very excited about working for CBS. I just found out, in addition to doing this show every night, turns out next week I get to kill a guy on Murder, She Wrote. So I can't.
It was the first David Letterman CBS show. The Late Show with David Letterman debuted. He made his move from NBC. That was 1993. 1997, the first WNBA champions, the first WNBA season concluded. And again, the Lynx weren't a part of the WNBA until 1999, but in 97, the Houston Comets, who won what? Was it the first four titles or something? They were just ridiculous back in 97. They defeated the New York Liberty 65-51. And Neil, as you remember, in 1997, there were two women's basketball teams. The American Basketball League was around at that time, but they ended up folding, and the much stronger, with the backing of the NBA, the WNBA would prevail. That was back in 1997. Also in 97, this was the date that we learned that Princess Diana, her boyfriend Dodi Fayed, and their driver Andre Paul, not Henry Paul from Blackhawk, but Andre Paul, were involved in that fatal car crash in that Paris tunnel. That was 1997. We lost Charles Bronson. He was a tough guy. 12 Angry Men, Murphy's Law, Seawolf, the Death Wish movies. How tough were those? He was 81. Charles Chuck Bronson. 2003, he died on this date. Your reflections of Chuck Bronson, Neil, being the he was in some westerns too. He was a gritty actor.
He was one of my favorites. The Death Wish movies got to be a little over the top and very similar in style, but yeah, they did pretty well. No, Charles Bronson, he was great.
Yeah. I remember we rented 10 to Midnight, and I'm thinking, this is, and we were maybe 12 or 13, 14. I'm thinking, this is a movie that my parents probably shouldn't have rented for us. As we were getting into it, there were some things that even at that age I didn't understand. That was in 2003, Charles Bronson died. 2012, Clint Eastwood was talking to a chair, used a wooden chair to represent an invisible President Obama in a controversial delivery at the Republican National Convention. That was in 2012. I kind of liked it. 2015, Kanye West announced that he's going to run for president. How's he doing with that? Shouldn't he be starting that campaign and raising funds now if he's running in 2020? What do you think of Kanye West? Think you could vote for him?
Negative.
Okay, negative. By the way, this is the year of the corn dog. Corn dog in 2017. Let's make corn dogs great again. I'm a corn dog guy. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Look at that. I tell you, why don't you just take it easy and I'll play the you can sing, okay?
Yeah. Well, what would you like to sing?
I got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Got a lovely bunch of coconuts, yeah.
Did you know that Major Healy could play the ukulele? There's Major Healy. Bill Daly is still with us. He's singing there with Dr. Bellows on I Dream of Jeannie. Bill Daly is 90. He was also Bob Newhart's neighbor, Howard, on the Bob Newhart Show. Bill Daly is 90 today. Warren Buffett, billionaire investor, always has good advice, I guess. He's 87 today. Also, happy birthday. Let's go to the dirt roads of Hazard County.
Crazy, but I ain't dumb. Crazy. Good to coming at you. Anybody home on the Hazard Net?
The Hazard Net. You've heard of intranet, internet. You've heard of .net. How about the Hazard Net? They got to have some pretty good internet down there. Pretty high upload speeds, I'm sure, Neil. Hazard?
I'd question the speed of Hazard Net, and I, until now, was not familiar with it, but that's pretty good right there. I like that.
French skier, you remember him well, Jean-Claude Keely is 74 today, won some Olympic medals. I just love his name, Jean-Claude Keely. He was as good as anybody, even better than the Mayer brothers, I think. I don't know.
He was very good, no doubt about it, and the ladies seemed to like him as well, so yeah, he had a good thing going on.
So happy birthday to him. 71st birthday today.
What a great TV theme.
He was
theme.
A member of the Mod Squad. Oh, one of the great TV themes of all time. What was the name of her character? She was kind of
Julie.
The flower child. Was it Jennifer?
Julie.
Julie, that's it. It was Julie.
Link.
Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad.
Yeah, Link, Pete, and Julie.
Oh, of course, Link.
Yeah, for
course.
Sure.
Yeah, Peggy Lipton. 71 today. Comedian Louis Black is celebrating.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking.
We're okay with Louis Black there. He's taking a shot at our neighbors to the east. Louis Black is 69 today. Michael Chiklis, are you ready for another TV theme? He was the commish.
Oh, yeah.
He was in The Shield. I guess he can only play cops because he's also like the police captain in Gotham, who now all of a sudden has super strength coming up in the next season of Gotham. But Michael Chiklis, he also had that cameo on Seinfeld where he had a party and they didn't have a ride, and then he came back and got in trouble at Jerry's apartment. Michael, because he acquired the services of a lady of the evening. Michael Chiklis is 54 today. We have a country artist here. Didn't have a whole lot of hits, but this is a...
Well, it must be kind of crowded on the streets of heaven.
It's a good song.
So yes.
What do you need her for?
Don't call me Sherry. Cherie Austin, Streets of Heaven, her big hit, and she's celebrating today. She's 36.
She was in your Facts Diaz. Of Life. She was in your Facts of Life program that you watch, remember?
She made a cameo. She did. I remember that. She didn't have. She wasn't a regular though, was she?
I think she had more of a recurring
role
than.
She wasn't Tootie, was she? Did she?
No.
She wasn't Tootie. I know that for sure.
I'll do a little fact checking.
Cameron Diaz is 45. Yeah, do some fact checking on that. Cameron Diaz, lots of movies, too many to mention here. 45, and also tennis star Andy Roddick, the big 3-5 today. And speaking of fact checking, we got the whole chop suey and chow mein thing down. Chop suey is with rice. Chow mein is with noodles.
Nice. Okay.
There you go. So that was a fact check from yesterday. And I'll be honest, whenever I have Chinese food, it's always sweet and sour pork. So I don't even have the chow mein or the chop suey anymore. So I'm not very familiar with that.
All right. Are we ready for the gons but not forgotten here? I think we are.
Fire away.
All right. We start with... I was fact-checking. Now I got to get back to where I was. We start with author...
Neil's doing two things at one time.
Yeah, you know that's going to be a problem.
Doing two things at one time. Stop the presses. Stop, yeah. Stop the earth. Stop time.
Author Mary Shelley was born on this day back in 1797. If you don't know her name, you know her the book she's most famous for, The Story of Frankenstein. Of course, it would be turned into a classic movie. With Boris Karloff in the 30s, and it had been done. How many different Frankensteins have there been? Many, many, many. Born on this day, 1797. He gave us the Macy stores. Businessman Roland H. Macy. Born on this day, I didn't realize he was that old. 1822. He opened R.H. Macy department stores in New York. I would assume that, in the mid to late 1800s. Former First Lady. We do throw in First Ladies whenever we get an opportunity. She was married to Chester Arthur. Former First Lady Ellen Arthur. Only two names. Now, that is two or three short of most former First Ladies had, especially in her day. She was born on this day, 1837. Controversial Louisiana politician Huey Long was born on this day in 1893. He was the governor and senator from Louisiana during the Depression era. Seemed like he still lived pretty well. They made a movie about his life, too. And I don't remember the name of it, but I don't know if you do, Jim. I'll take that as a no. Academy Award-winning actor Frederick March. He won Oscar for his performance in the, I think it was in the late 20s, of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And one of my favorite programs, of course, growing up as a kid, was Hazel. Remember that show?
I don't quite remember. It was a little bit before my time, and, it never made it. It really wasn't big in syndication like so many of the other shows. It just didn't kind of make it through that whole syndication filter.
Now, to be honest, it really wasn't that good. I just liked Hazel and, talking about Mr. B. Yeah. Shirley Booth was the lady who played Hazel, and she was an Academy Award-winning actress. Civil rights leader Roy Wilkins, born on this day, 1901. We have an auditorium named after him here in St. Paul, or we did.
Yes,
is the Roy Wilkins Auditorium still with us?
Yeah, it's soon to be sponsored by Vaseline or something.
Yeah, somebody else. Actress
I'm sure it'll have a product.
For sure. Actress Joan Blondell, 1906, from The Baron, and the more recognizable, I think, The Champ. And what about this guy?
My Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, there it is. He was the patriarch of that
Uncle
family.
Charlie, William Demarest.
And William Demarest was Uncle Chuck. And there they are. Fred McMurray. Freddie Mac, born on this day in 1908. He was also in The Absent-Minded Professor and other things. Country singer, the great Kitty Wells. There is her mega hit. She was born on this day, 1919. Perhaps baseball.
You know that is the that's the answer to Hank Thompson's "The Wild Side of Life." That's an answer song.
Yes,
there are
a few
of those out there in country music history. That might be the most famous of them.
I would agree. Maybe in my estimation, I'd have to say he was. And still is the greatest hitter of all time. The Splendid Splinter, Ted Williams, born on this day, 1918. Two-time MVP, 521 homers in 19 years. But he missed five seasons due to the war, World War II, and then the Korean War. I just can't even fathom what his numbers would be had he had those five seasons.
True.
He is certainly fantastic. Ted Williams, born on this day, 1918. John Phillips, Mamas and the Papas, born on this day, 1935.
Life's just getting hired in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Wow. John Phillips.
No one's getting fat but Baba Cass.
There you have it. 1935 for John Phillips. And one more baseball great and the father of Tim McGraw, Tug McGraw, born on this day 1944. Of course, he passed away, I believe, due to cancer. But he won a world championship with the Philadelphia Phillies. He would always slap his glove on his thigh, and their battle cry was, "You gotta believe." Tug McGraw, born on this day 1944. They're all gone, but not forgotten. There you have it. She is best known.
And it's brought to you by.
It is brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Realty. Kurt Weir's, nobody knows a country like Kurt Weir's of United Country Realty. Cherie Austin played the role of Pippa McKenna on The Facts of Life for 1987 and 1988. So 2 years in one of your favorite shows.
That was minor.
Minor?
Yeah, that was late. That was late in the run.
Late in the run? No good. Okay. I never
Tug
watched
McGraw's it. McGraw's real name? Frank Edwin Tug McGraw Jr.
All right. Tug works just perfectly in that instance. Martina McBride closes us out here for this portion of the morning show.
It's by the sun.